Okay, welcome everyone. Let me call to order the February 9th, 2022 meeting of the Big Bear, regular board meeting of the Big Bear Airport District. And if you will all stand and join me in the flag, so I'll present the flag. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, mission statement. The Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, an exceptional venue for aviation operations. Do we have any special presentations or proclamations?
Nope.
We do not.
Good. Okay. Roll call and introductions. Diane, would you do that, please? Diane, are you muted?
Muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, got it.
Okay, sorry about that. Members present, please signify by saying aye. Director Smith?
Aye.
Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
Director Seifert?
Aye.
And Director Krause?
Aye.
And Director Castillo is absent with cause. Others present include General Manager Ryan Goss, Administration Manager and Board Secretary Diane Cartwright, and we welcome any members of the public who may be joining us on Zoom.
Now, item 5, approval of the agenda, public comments. A person wishing to comment on an agenda item should wait for the president to request comments and then unmute his or her phone, ask to make a comment, and wait for the president to recognize him or her. You have 3 minutes to complete those comments unless longer time is granted. No speaker may allot his or her time to others. Comments on agenda items. Comments on agenda items concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items. Comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comment section of the agenda. A speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District. Please note that if you are addressing the board on items not on the agenda, the Brown Act does not allow for discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not noticed publicly. Therefore, the board may only do the following: refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information or request a report back, or give a very limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for future discussion. Non-agenda comments are limited to 3 minutes each with a total of 15 minutes. Are there any comments on non-agenda items in public?
The only thing I would ask President Krause is if we can just go back to item 5 for the approval of the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped right through that. I'll get used to this yet.
Yeah. And there's no changes from staff.
Okay. Any changes from the board?
Nope.
Okay. Civil Air Patrol. Do we have anybody? No.
We do not.
All right. Big Bear Pilots Association. Jack?
Yes, the Association Winter Board meeting was held yesterday, and this is the meeting where we traditionally and hopefully plan for the season ahead. We especially want to thank General Manager Ryan Goss for taking the time to brief us on the current status of the airport and its various projects. This really helps us answer members' questions when they come up and short-circuit whatever misplaced rumors may pop up along the way. We did have extensive conversation regarding the EAA's Young Eagles and Eagle Fly programs, in addition to the high school aviation STEM curriculum. We plan to contact the high school program to explore some potential opportunities that came up on that conversation. We do intend to restart monthly dinner meetings this June, as always, dependent upon the COVID situation at that time. We once again will represent Big Bear Aviation at the Tour de Big Bear event on Onyx Summit and also Halloween in the Village events. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you, Jack. Okay, any questions for Jack on the, that was the first meeting of the year, so a lot was covered. Okay, consent agenda. Items 8.1, approval of the draft minutes, and 8.1A, regular board meeting at 4 p.m. Wednesday, January 19th, 2022, and item 8.2, year-to-date financial reports. Is there any public comment on the consent agenda? Okay, would a board member like to make a motion on this?
Sure, go ahead. Somebody already started.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda, which includes the minutes from the January 19th meeting and the year-to-date financial report.
And I will second that.
Diana, could you do a roll call vote, please?
Yes. Director Smith moved to approve the consent agenda, including the draft minutes from Wednesday, January 19th, and the year-to-date financial reports. Director Smith?
Seifert.
I'm sorry.
No.
Director Smith moved. Director Seifert seconded. And I'll take a roll call vote. Director Smith?
Aye.
Do you approve?
Aye.
Okay, thanks. Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
Director Seifert?
Aye.
And Director Krause?
Aye.
The motion passed with all members present voting aye.
Okay, item 9, we have no polled consent agenda items. Moving on to item 10, business matters. 10.1, discussion and possible approval of resolution 2022-02, re-ratifying the proclamation of a state emergency by Governor Newsom on March 4th of 2020 and reauthorizing remote teleconference meetings. And before we ask for any comments and discussion on this, can I yet ask Ryan to, again, we were talking before the meeting, but can I ask Ryan to clarify what he understands the current status and upcoming status of masking and other requirements in California?
So at this point, as you probably all have seen on the news, February 15th, there's going to be a reduction in the mandate, which is ultimately going to be for, from what I can understand, vaccinated people only. So, which, you know, we're not going to be asking people if they're vaccinated or not. We are going to continue the current protocol, what we have in place. But schools, of course, will probably still be mandated to have some, you know, mask on for the children and the teachers as well. So I think at this point, with the current size of our building and our boardroom, I think it's up to the board to make a decision how far they want to continue, how long they want to continue doing remote teleconferencing.
Could I ask one more technical question? If the board were meeting in person, is there still a possibility to have the public have a Zoom meeting available to the public?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll figure that out. But if that's the board's wishes, yeah, we, I think at one point we did do Zoom meetings where I was able to televise it via Zoom with the board when we had all the board there, but we didn't have the public. But I still think after the mandate, we're still going to be required to have that 6-foot spacing, the distance, social distancing, And if you're within 6 feet, no more than what, 15 minutes or something.
Okay, so your understanding of the mandate is that it doesn't remove the distancing, just masking?
For vaccinated people.
For vaccinated people, okay.
And we here at the district, at least for me and the employees, we're not asking. We're assuming everybody's unvaccinated, so we're masking.
Okay, thank you. Okay, with that, any public comment on this item? Okay, Mary Kay, go ahead.
Excuse me, Wes. I was just going to say that, you know, even in the future, if you guys can still offer up the meetings on Zoom, even once all these mandates and are over, I think it would be good for the transparency for the board and making the meetings available to those folks who, you know, may be off the hill but are still part of the community who can't attend. So if you could keep that as a an option for the future, I think that would be a good one.
Thank you, Chuck. Mary Kay, discussion?
Yeah. No, I have nothing to say. I'd rather meet in person if we can. That's a personal preference.
Okay, Director Seifert?
Muted.
No, you're muted.
Okay. While I agree, it'd be great to be able to meet in person. You know, we just had another friend, a lot of people knew up here, just passed away. For me,
who was it, Rick? Who?
That's not important. We can talk about that offline. Don't hiss at me. so, you know, even if it's social distancing, we do it in person. We have 15 minutes, right? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to do it yet. As much as I'd love to get together and be together and have the public involved, it just doesn't make sense at this period in time. And the state says one thing. What is the what's the county say, Ryan? Have they reduced theirs, or are they just paralleling the state stuff?
I haven't heard anything from the county so far, but historically, the county will follow what the state requires. So if they do reduce the mandate, so will the county as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I have to say. I mean, I would love to get together, but you know, if we have a 15-minute limit on 6-foot distancing, I guess we could put 4 people in the corners and 1 in the middle. That might be able to get us enough time. So that's it.
Director Smith?
So at this time, I do think the case numbers are going down. I think the argument can be made that we should fairly soon start meeting in person again. I, at this point, would rather wait another month to see what the case numbers are doing and if they continue to drop, to be on the side of caution. I think that makes more sense. And then we can revisit this for the April meeting. But I think for now, that is good. And I do think the continuation of having the availability of the public joining us via Zoom is a good idea for now and the future.
Thank you. Yeah, I was hoping that the state would basically drop all the requirements and then we could do both. We could have a meeting in person. We could also have the Zoom option if we could work out the technology for that. But maybe it's just a month too early to do that. I'm sure everybody's getting tired of this. I am. But anyone want to make a motion on this item 10.1?
Sure. I'll make a motion to approve 10.1 to approve the resolution 2022-02 for another month.
Second.
And
Diane, could you please, did you catch that?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you please do a roll call vote for us? Thank you.
Okay. Director Seifert moved to approve resolution 2022 2022-02 for another month, and we will be doing Zoom meetings until further notice. Director Smith seconded it. We will do a roll call vote. Director Seifert?
Aye.
Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
Director Smith?
Aye.
And Director Krause?
Aye.
Motion passed with all members present voting aye.
And Diane, as long as you've got the floor, would you like to do your report first? Under item 11, manager's report.
I can.
Sure. Only because I think Ryan's got a lot to say and maybe a lot of discussion. And we'll
just... Yeah, he does.
Let's be polite and let you go first.
Okay. The updated capital expenditure plan budget spreadsheet is attached. It's a living document, so I will try to give updates as anything changes, but nothing real exciting going on with that. I just thought you would like the latest and greatest issue. And the exciting news, sort of exciting, after months of preparation and waiting for the review process, the California Special District Leadership Foundation notified the airport that we have been finally awarded the Transparency Certificate of Excellence.
Oh!
Yes, finally. We don't have it in hand, but we've been notified. And the certificate validates the Big Bear Airport District's commitment to operating in a transparent and ethical manner, and we're very proud to show that we're open and available to our constituents and the customers we serve.
Right for us.
My report.
Yeah.
I was just going to say there was a lot of work that went into that. It was a very, very in-depth document. It was a folder, a three-ring binder that was sent. So I commend the staff for their hard work and getting it done.
Led by Diane, I said.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay, again, any public comment or?
I guess I can say it's congratulations, and that's not a surprise to me because you guys are the most open board I've ever had to deal with. So again, congratulations to all the staff.
Thank you, Chet. Any director's comments or questions for Diane?
Great job.
More applause, yeah.
Yay! Yeah.
Excellent job, Diane, and all that work.
Thanks, I had a lot of help.
Okay, on item 11, Ryan, first floor.
All right, my report's a little lengthy today, but so as of February 1st, Pacific Mobile began the disassembly of the 10 buildings that were donated by the school district. On Friday, we were able to move six of them and located them here at the airport. And on Monday, we moved the last four. So all 10 buildings are here. We've began to assemble a few of them so we can get the plumbing taken care of before we set it down. But I can tell you that we're moving forward with it. It's been a big job so far. The crew that's been working has been fantastic. And we hope to probably in the next 4 or 5 weeks, they should be planted on the ground, and my guys will be able to get in there and begin just getting things tidied up and getting them ready for when we move in. The snow removal equipment building. So the conceptual design for the building has been completed. I reviewed the document as well as the FAA. There's an advisory circular that you're supposed to follow when you design really anything for an airport. And I think we did a really good job at capturing all those items. So the building, the final design is about 9,900 square feet. And So with the conceptual design, now we move into the final design. I've asked WSP to put a proposal together, which is, would be the next phase for the final design. And from there, what we have to do is anytime we do any kind of government procurements like this, we send these documents to an independent fee estimator who looks at the overall design, the scope, and he or she puts those numbers together, and then we get numbers from the actual engineering firm, and they got to be within a certain amount. So we're moving forward with that. We're waiting for the scope. I did receive a preliminary draft of it, and we're going to kind of tweak some things in there. And once I get a final draft, we'll be sending that off to the IFE for his review and then submission to the FAA. Terminal building update. Design's going smooth. I had a meeting with John and SSA or SAA. We're having either weekly or bi-weekly meetings on phone progress through the phone on the progress of the building. Currently, we're still on target for July or August for final design and permitting. As long as we can get those documents to the county for their review. We had a meeting today with Columbia Capital in regards to funding options. And it was a very, very productive meeting. I'm very, very excited. And I think we'll probably, I'll meet with the chairman of the Airport Development Committee, and we're probably going to try to put a meeting together here in the next week or two to discuss the findings. And then we'll probably, we will be bringing this back for discussion at the March meeting. So, but we're moving ahead. A lot of work. Everybody's got their, you know, we're moving forward. So it's, we're busy. Possible additional cellular carrier at the Green Spot Tower. So currently, we have Verizon Wireless up there, and at one time we had Sprint and Nextel. They have at one point moved on, but we've been approached by another cellular carrier that would like to be able to utilize that area. So I did a site visit with the potential company, and we're in the process of working out some details, but quite a few years ago, Dustin Leno worked with a company who simply, that's all they do is negotiate contracts for cell phone towers. So I've been working with him, and I authorized him to work on behalf of the district to work out some terms and conditions. And I'm hoping by the March meeting, we will have a potential long-term lease for the use of that property, additional income for that property on the Green Spot Tower. And then the fence realignment. So we did a fence project at the RPZ, formerly the Big Bear City Park, that and we helped, we fenced around an area where the Historical Society could use the parking lot for parking. Since then, the park or the Historical Society had was able to put the parking off of Greenway, which now leaves the parking area not being utilized. And the Historical Society has had some recent break-ins, and they don't really know where the location of where they're entering the area. So we were approached by some of the board members, and we felt that it was prudent for us to be good neighbors with them and work together and to secure that area. So we're essentially going to be relocating a fence that was previously put in that would separate the property, the Historical Society property, and the airport's property. And we're going to fence that area off adjacent to that parking area to help mitigate the break-ins in that area. So I've spoke with them. We've talked about it a few times. They're completely on board with what we're doing. And I just felt that it was necessary. The guys are doing it in-house. So we're doing this all in-house. So it's just time and materials for that. So, and that's all. Any questions?
Let me see if there's anyone in the public have any questions or comments on Mr. Goss's report.
Just one question. I understand the minimums here at Big Bear are pretty high to begin with, so there's really not an issue as far as radar altimeters, but has there been any thought as to possible impact that 5G, I would assume at some point they'd want to put that on those towers, would have on our approach into Big Bear?
So briefly, we only have a GPS approach, and so, you know, we're not going to be able to RNAV and GPS approach. So I don't see that the 5G is going to create any kind of problems for us at this time. And the minimums, like you said, are very high. They are above pattern altitude. So, you know, when you're dealing with those types of approaches where you are going to minimums, which is the lowest decision altitude that you can, I still think we are in a safe position. But it is something that I'm talking with our consultant about to see what and if what their plan is with that, those what they're going to be installing up there.
All right. And the only other question would be, I mean, I'm just with all the concerns there tends to be about microwaves and signals from these towers, any idea what kind of impact it may have with the neighbors that aren't that far away from the tower as far as its impact on the airport? I mean, can they come back to the airport and raise concerns, or is something that would only be an issue for the provider?
That is a good question. I know that Verizon has been there for close to 20 years, and there are no homes that are adjacent to that area. It is actually in the middle of about a 215-acre parcel. So we do have a little bit of buffer in that area.
Anything else, Chuck? Any other comments?
No, sir.
Oh, thank you. Let me go around the room because it's a pretty long report and a lot of information. Director Seifert, any questions or comments?
Only on the mobile structures. You said you're now currently putting them on their foundation or setting where they're going to do the foundation, and what type of foundations are we going to have under those?
So currently we've put four buildings together so we can get the plumbing in order.
Right.
They are just temporarily put together. When we get the foundation back, so we're having an engineered foundation that's being done for these buildings, which is, it's called a DSA foundation.
Right.
And that's what we're going to be sending to the county for their approval.
Okay.
But we needed to get those four buildings temporarily put together so we could get the plumbing in place.
Right.
And then when we do get the foundation done, which will be around the 15th, we'll be able to get those documents. We will start placing them, and those four buildings will then be put together permanently and set down on the foundation, all four at one time.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's the only question I had on all of it. Thank you.
Director Lindstrom.
I don't have any comment.
Okay, thank you. Director Smith?
No questions at this time.
Just one thing that I was going to ask you to clarify or to expand on, because we had the discussion about the certification of these buildings and how it might affect the long-term use and disposal, resale, whatever you call it. Do you want to mention anything about what we're doing in terms of the certification of the buildings besides how they were certified for the school district?
Okay. So I don't want to get too long-winded in it, but essentially school districts have a different type of certification than just about anybody, any other person or public agency. They are a self-permitting agency and they have higher standards that need to be followed. The buildings, we're working on acquiring, which is an HCD tag. It's an insignia. It's the Department of Housing and Community Development. These tags will be then adhered to each one of the buildings, kind of designating them types of, you know, utilities, insulation, and basically it's a certification of the building, which will allow us to sell the buildings or utilize them really at any place around the country and make them more of an asset. So they do have a pretty high resale value when we get to that point, but it is a lot of work. It's not going to be an overnight deal, but you know, I'm definitely, it's something that I've been working on.
And I guess my point was, if that happens, the resale of the buildings could almost recoup the cost of the buildings. And we got the buildings for virtually nothing, but the cost of placing them and using them and whatnot, we're standing in a good position to recoup a lot of those costs.
Yes, and that is one reason why we are moving to that direction. Is I would love for us to be able to have those buildings removed and it essentially not cost the district a dime for the overall project.
And then I wanted to just a clarification as we move forward on the snow removal building. That's an FAA project, which means that it is, although it's a multi-million dollar project, most of the cost of that building, if we get it approved and we get the funding for it, is going to come from the FAA and some from the state?
That is correct. So the current design that we're doing right now is a grant that we received from the FAA. When we move into the construction phase, we won't move into that construction phase until we actually have the grant for that. So this will be, at the minimum, a 90% funded project by the federal government. We will also apply for a grant for the state of California, the Caltrans Department of Aeronautics, which will be 5%. So worst case scenario, if the state doesn't have the money to participate, we'll get 90%, well, the district will have to pay 10%. And the best case scenario is the district will pay 5%.
Thanks, Ryan. That's all I have. I didn't see the director's comments on the agenda. But let me go around the room. Is any, make sure I covered any other comments you have. Mary, Director Lindstrom, any comments you might have?
Well, I'm glad we're kind of moving along on everything. I want to be clear. Are those mobile buildings or whatever we're going to call them, are they here in Big Bear right now next to the airport?
They are on airport property.
And we're going to start construction on them to make them ready for inhabitants?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good. Thank you for clearing that up. Yeah.
Director Smith, any final comments for today?
I want to thank Ryan and Diane for all the work they've been doing this month. And the reports that they gave. And that's all for me.
Director Seifert.
I ditto that. Good job, Ryan and staff. You're making our jobs very, very easy. Thanks for leaning into it and getting things done and keeping the momentum. It's easy to kind of get a couple things done then take a breath, right? But you've been leaning into it very well. So I appreciate that and I commend you for that. And for the public being here, nice to having everybody around, and it was a great meeting. Thank you.
And I'll echo all of those and also add, I know it's been a really busy month for Ryan and Diana and staff. Encourage anybody to go see the temporary buildings in their current state. It's a construction project, but those are nice buildings. It's going to be pretty nice accommodations for the next year or so that will be necessary. And I like to reemphasize the fiscal responsibility that the airport district exercises under Ryan's guidance, using every possible avenue to minimize the cost to the public for our operations. That's it for me. Our next meeting date is March 9th at 4 p.m., our regular board of directors meetings, and it'll again be a teleconference. And if there is nothing else, I'll call this meeting adjourned at 4:35 p.m. Thank you all. Thank you for the public for coming. Appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.